Today's daf is daf Samech Tes. So we got to the last two lines of Samech Chesem Beis. Today is a very, very challenging daf. Halfway through, we'll see how it gets challenging. So the Gemara begins, again, last two lines of Samech Chesem Beis. Ibar Yilhu Hazav V'Hazav Shebad Klasan Yom Rishon V'Yom Shemini. So you have a situation where either Hazav or Hazav checked themselves on day 1 and day 8. Not day 7, but day 8. So the din is Matzatar. She or he finds both days to be Tahar. But the days in between were not checked. So what's the din? The Gemara continues to say in the top of Samech Tes, the Rabbi Eliezer Mahu. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold by this? Does he say Tchilasan v'Sofan be'inan v'hacha Tchilasan ika v'Sofan leka? Does he require day 1 and day 7? Because we need 7 Shivan Akim. So only if it's 1 and 7, but 1 and 8 would not qualify. Perhaps Tchilasan v'afagav shein Sofan. Or maybe you just need Tchilasan alone. Really, day 1 sufficient. And you don't need day 7, you don't need 8. So that's the Shiloh. So again, according to the Mishnah, just to remind us, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer is the one who held that if you did a Bedika on day 1, and you did a Bedika on day 7, so then we assume Harehin V'cheskas Tara, that works. So you want to know, is it because you have 7 also, or even 1 without 7 would work? So the Gemara says that Amar Rav, Rav comes on and says, it's the same exact thing. Tchilas and Afa Pishen Sofam, all we really need is the beginning, once you've established day 1, is Tahor, you don't have to do any other bedikas. Even though the Mishnah says he did one in the day 7, it's not to tell us that Rabbi Eliezer requires that. That's really to go on the Shita of the other Shitas of the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua. But for Rabbi Eliezer himself, it's just enough to have one day. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Tchilasan v'sofan be'inan, hacha tchilasan ika sofan leka. Rabbi Chanina argues and says you need both day 1 and day 7. Since here you don't have day 7, it doesn't qualify. And we passing like Shitas Rav, says the Gemara. So now the Gemara asks the question, Meisivei, Vishavin Mizav Shabbat Klasna, Yom Rishon V'Yom Shemini. The Braita clearly says that they both agree. We don't know who the both are agreeing yet, but there two people agree. If Vizavin and Zavah check on day 1 and day 8, U'matzatar, they find themselves to be Tahor, the din is She'ein Lahem Ela Shemini B'Vat. All you have is day 8. So day 1 is lost, meaning 1 and 8 do not work. So who's the Shavin? Who are the ones who agree? My Shavin, Lav, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, we see that Rabbi Eliezer agrees to Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Eliezer says only day 1 and 7 will work. But if it's day 1 and day 8, he would agree to Rabbi Shua, all you have is just day 8 and that's it. So you do require tchilas of a sofan according to this braisa. Exactly. I said, no, not true. Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Akiva, no. When you say they both agree, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Akiva both agree in the instance of checking on day 1 and day 8. But for Rabbi Eliezer, he would think it's sufficient day 1, day 8 enough because you don't even need a day 8. You don't even need a day 7. All you really need is a day 1, and then 7 days later, you've completed your full Shiva Nikim. So Gemara now says, Amar of Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Amar of Yirmiya Bar Abba Amar Rav. Nida Shefrisha Batara B'Shlishi Shila. So if a woman who's Nida, who she separates on her third day, she finds herself to be Tahor, so far to Laminan Shiva Nikim. That day 3, even though she's Tame Nida, but since she doesn't actually see, because remember, the woman who sees Nida, she's Tame for 7 days, regardless if she sees after that first point or not. So day 3, she does an inspection, and she's Tahor. So that day 3, it's counted towards her Shiva Nikim. So Mar says, wait a second. Nida Svirla Amala. Nida doesn't count Shiva Nikim. Azava counts Shiva Nikim. So again, forget what happens if Bizmana Zeh. Bizmana Torah, the time of Midiraisa, Nida does not count Shiva Nikim. So what are you talking about? A woman finds herself Tahor, Anita finds herself Tahor, she counts Shiva Nikim, accounts for Shiva Nikim. So Ella Gemara says, no, what he means to say is, Ella Ema, Zava, Shefrisha Batara, Bishlishi Shala, Safarta, Laminin Shiva Nikim. So we know the woman who sees, a woman sees Dam during Yimei Ziva. So if she sees one day, she Shemesh Yom Kenegir Yom. If she sees 2 days, she Shemesh Yom Kenegir Yom. If she sees 3 days, she's now brings Shiva Nikim, she has to wait Shiva Nikim. So we're learning from here, let's say she sees day 3, a third time. But then later that day, she does a Hefsek Tara, she finds herself Tahor, that third day can count towards her Shiva Nikim, the Gemara says. So Amr Lei, Rav Shesh is the Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, Rav Kikusoi Amr Lashmaisi. He holds like the Kusim, which is incorrect, that you could count day 3 that she saw Dam Nida also towards a clean day. It wasn't clean. She saw Dam that day. That Amr, they say, Yom Shepotek is both so far to Limin and Shiva. That the Kusim are the ones who hold the day she stops, that can count towards Shiva Nikim, but we don't assume that way. So Gemara tweaks it one last time. Ki Kamar Rav Lebar Mishlishi. So Rav said, when she does a Hefsek Tara on day 3, even though she saw that we would count Shemunikim aside from day three, meaning after day three, she would count Shemunikim. So day four would really be the beginning of Shemunikim, but we don't count day three, of course. Gemara says, Bar Mishlishi Pshita, it's obvious, of course. That what's the chiddush? She's telling us, we know, after a woman stops seeing dam, she counts Shemunikim. We don't include the day that she last saw dam, it's the day afterwards, that's the first day of Shemunikim. So what's the chiddush? Pshita. Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, Kigon Delo Barka Ad Shvi. The case is, she didn't do Badika until Shvi. Vashmeinan, Hasam, there we learn, from our Mishnah above, we learn that Rabbi Lazar holds, Tchilasan, Afapishen Sofan, that if she counts day one and it's clean, so then she doesn't have to do a count at the end. We assume all 7 days are clean. So here, that's there. That's one case. That's over there by the Mishnah. But Hacha, here, the Chiddush of Rosheshes is the opposite. Kamash Malan, Sofan, Afa Bishen Tchilasan, you can have the opposite where you get the last day, but not the first day. So she counted. What happened was she was a Zava. And she 3 days she saw in a row, and then day four she didn't check. 5, 6, 7, 8. Finally, Shiva Nakim, the 7th day, she does an inspection, she's clean. She can assume the last 7 days she's Torah as well, even though there's no Hepsik Tara. That's what we're learning. Again, Kamash Milan, Hacha, Kamash Milan is so fun. There's the end, the last day of the check, Ava Pishayin Tchilasan, even though there's not a check in the beginning. The Mao, the same, what would you have thought? Only Tchilasan, Ava Pishayin Tchilasan works only when you have the beginning, day one, without a day seven, only that works. Because she established a chazaka on day one, she's not seeing anymore, so that works. Aval, the opposite, where there's a sofon, where she only did bedik at the end, even though there wasn't low, there's no chazaka. How could you say, just because day seven was tower, the days before him? How does that work? Kamash Shalom, say it works, because since she's during Yimei Ziva, so a woman doesn't see Dam during Ziva. It was a chiddush that she saw 3 days in a row. We don't have to assume, she doesn't have to establish a chazaka. Her very cycle is the chazaka that she's not seeing Dam. So just because she saw 3 days in a row does not mean she's expected to see the day afterwards, and therefore as long as one bedika is done at some point during the Shiva Nakim, that's sufficient for establishing the Shiva Nakim. Okay, we haven't gotten to the hard part yet, guys. Is that really true? V'ha kiyasa Rabin, when Rabin came back from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said that Mesa, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, he asked the question from the following braisa where it says, Toa, v'lo yadana ma tiyufta? He asked the question from the woman's of Toa. If you remember, the sugya is with Toa, Mishan Erechem, he had it here also in Anita, where a woman forgot where she was holding in the count of Anita. She said she saw, wasn't sure which day, said she got the mikvah today, that she got to mikvah 7 days in a row, 8 days in a row, 9 days in a row. So that whole sugya of a woman who's a toa. So he asked the question, but Leah done on my tooth, I wasn't sure what the question was. So Gemara now going to go through. The Kai Malan we hold, Shavua Kama, the Yasila Kama, on the first week she comes to us, Bilaylasa Matabilan Le, the Imamala Matabilan Le. We make her go every single night, but we don't make her go every single day. So what happens is she said, I saw Dam. I don't know when I saw Dam. I really have no idea. So it's possible that she saw Dam 7 days ago. So now her need is over, so she should go tonight. That's one time. Maybe she saw it 6 days ago, so she has to go tomorrow night. Maybe she saw it 5 days ago. And every permutation, to end up being the next 7 nights, she has to go to the mikvah, because maybe her need ends each of the next 7 nights. And we know a woman who's a nida, when she's Torah, she goes to the mikvah at night. So that's seven. She goes 7 nights for the first week she sees us. And then she's fine. But the din is, be a mama lo matzilin, we don't make her go to the mikvah during the day. Now, when would one go during the day? When she's a zava. A woman who's a zava, she goes be a mama. So there's no chashash here of her being a zava, only chashash of nida. So Gemara says, why not? V'yitaka da'itech lo ba'ina. So let's backtrack. I should have mentioned what the question was before here. The question was, Rav holds that you don't need to count. Right? Rav says, his understanding of this whole sugya we're learning right now is that as long as she saw 1 day of Tahara, either day one or day seven or day eight, it's fine. You don't have to count 7 clean days. So we don't need to count. So now the Gemara says, Yitaka da'itech lo ba'ina sifur m'lefaneinu. If we don't really require 7 days of counting, we just can't have something that ruins the count, but you don't have to actually count the Shiva Nakim. So then why don't we go be Mama Nami Nitzulinu? Maybe she should go to Mikvah during the day, because granted she completely lost track of what was going on here. So we know for sure there was no Shiva Nakim that she counted. But it's possible maybe that there were Shiva Nakim that she experienced. Maybe there's 7 clean days, but even though she wasn't counting and even though she wasn't aware, maybe she had 7 clean days. And maybe what happened was before she got here, maybe she's a woman who had just given birth. And a woman who gives birth, we know normally the first 7 days are tamid. But then if she, let's say, was a zava, and then after becoming a zava, she gave birth. So now after 7 days of Tumah, of giving birth to a boy, she now requires Shiva Nikim, and then she needs to go to the mikvah the day afterwards. So why aren't we choshes? Maybe she's a Zav, and maybe there's Shiva Nikim that took place beforehand, and she should have to go during the daytime now. Again, Dilma Yuladis Zachar Bezovi, Vav Dulasi Purman, she experienced Shiva Nikim, even though she wasn't counting it, because Rav doesn't require counting Shiva Nikim, just can't be so to the Shiva Nikim. Elav Shmamina, is it not that we could we not conclude, that Ba'inan Tzvurim B'Faneinu, that we require counting. And since this lady who was Toa didn't count Shiva Nikim, so then we don't assume that she was a Zav with Shiva Nikim, so she doesn't go during the daytime. But this goes against Rav Abab, who says, you don't need Shiva Nikim, you don't need to count them, because it's not that it's one day, day one or day seven. So this goes against the Shita Rav. So Gemara says, V'lav mi'o kimnef Rabbi Kiva. Did we not already establish that this Mishnah is like, this Bryce is like Rabbi Kiva? And Rabbi Kiva clearly holds Damar Ba'in and Svurim Fanim. He requires, you have to count. So that's why the Mishnah says, since this lady who was Toa came and she didn't count, so we're not Choshesh for Zava, because she didn't count Shiva Nikim. But according to Rav is working within the Shita of Chachamim. And Chachamim don't require counting, so that's why he said his din of it's enough to have day one and day seven, even though they were not Shiva Nikim. So that's what we're holding right now. So now the Gemara wants to know, when we're not Tamra, from where do you see, how do we know, do the Rabbanan lo ba'inan svurim l'fanin? How do we know that Rabbanan do not require an active count of the Shiva Nikim? So this is where it gets a bit complicated. That's when we start seeing charts in the art scroll. The Gemara says, we learn from the following braisa, the Tanya. So a woman who says, she came in front of the Beis Din or in front of the Rav and says, I saw one day of Nida. But you don't know, she's Toa. She wasn't sure which day she's in. She got confused. So what's it then? Masbilanoso Tesha. She has to go to the mikveh Tesha Tfilas nine times. Why? Shevel Nida. So like we said before, seven nights for Nida, because it's possible that she saw Nida 7 days ago. So tonight that she sees us is the first night where it's over. She should go tonight. Because we want to, the din is, the underlying assumption is Tfilah Bezmana Mitzvah. That we want to go to the mikvah, the mitzvah to go the right month. The moment you're Toa, go to the mikvah right away. So maybe she saw 7 days ago, and the night that she comes forward, this is her first night after 7 days, she should go to the mikvah tonight. Maybe she saw it 6 days ago, or 5 days ago, or 4 days ago, or maybe she saw it today, and she came to us, so that's why the next 7 nights is a possibility that that's her tefillah bezmana, she needs to go 7 nights. And what about the daytimes? So she's masbino, so teisha tefillos, shevel anita, seven in, for the night, betray leziva, she needs to go twice during the daytime for the ziva, because remember, a woman who's a zava needs to go in the mikvah during the day. Now, she admits she only saw one time, not three times, so she's certainly not a zava gadola. So she's a zava katana at best. So a Zava Katana, the way it works is, if she saw it one time, so the next day she has to wait Shemer Shalom Kenegad Yom, make sure there's no more Dam, and then she goes to the mikvah that very day. So now, it's possible, when she came in front of us, she saw a Dam Ziva the day beforehand, so therefore today she should go to the mikvah, because today is Shemer Shalom Kenegad Yom of yesterday. Or maybe she saw a Dam today, which means tomorrow she has to go to the mikvah at Shemer Shalom Kenegad Yom. So those are two Tevilas that are for Zava. Then the Gemara says, next case. Let's say Ben Hashmashos, Tamei Reisi. Let's say she says, I saw Ben Hashmashos, Matvinoso, Achasrei, Tfil. She needs 11, two extra ones. Gemara asks, Achasrei, my Avdizitai, why 11? So Gemara explains, Amar of Yirmiya, Medifti, Kagon Shabbos, Lefanenu, Ben Hashmashos. No, when she came to us during Ben Hashmashos, so we weren't sure, she saw once, she wasn't sure when, so maybe she saw Ben Hashmashos tonight, maybe Ben Hashmashos is really today. So now it gets confusing. And Havya Tamni Lanida, now there are 8 days of Nida, the Tlas Ziva. Now that adds one extra Nida, one extra Zava. Why? Because let's say she came, I'll read this article, makes it very clear. So the way they present this, those want to read inside, this is footnote number 24, I believe. So to illustrate the explanation, let us say that the woman came before us during the twilight period on the eve of the Shabbos, so Friday night she came, and declared that she experienced a discharge in this or some previous twilight period. I saw it today, or maybe yesterday. She wasn't sure which Ben Hashmashos she saw it. So then she must immerse in the first 8 nights. Beginning on the current Friday night, she has to go that night. She comes to us, we say, go to the mikvah. And ending on the following Friday night, which is the 8th time, to account for the possibility of a concluding Nida period. The reason she immerses on the following Friday night, even though it's 8 days later, because is that her discharge may have taken place during the same twilight period in which she arrived. So she came to us Ben Hashmashos Friday night. So maybe she saw just then Friday night, and Friday night is really Shabbos, because it might be the nighttime, right? So it's really Saturday, if you will. the Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's 7 days. So Friday night, the next one, there's a possibility it's the next Friday night she has to go, which is the eighth time, or maybe she, so that he explains further in the footnote here. Since twilight is halachically indeterminate period and might actually have the legal status of nighttime, her needed days possibly began on the Shabbos and will conclude the next Friday, thus obligating her to immerse the Friday night and extra Friday night. That's eight. In this situation, the woman is also required to perform three daytime immersions to account for possible ziva discharges. The first of these immersions take place during the same Shabbos Eve twilight period in which she came. So she came, being a shmasha, we say go right now during the daytime on the possibility that she had a ziva discharge during twilight of the previous day. So now go during daytime. We suspect that twilight has a legal status of daytime, so a discharge actually occurred on Thursday, and immersion takes place now during twilight, which is still part of Friday afternoon. The second daytime immersion is on the Shabbos day, and assumes first that the ziva discharge occurred during the Shabbos Eve twilight, which is mean just before she came, which is Friday. Now if she saw on Friday, then now she needs to do one on Shabbos. And secondly, that twilight has the status of the day, and the discharge is therefore considered to have taken place on Friday, so she needs to go Shabbos day. But the third possibility, the third daytime immersion is performed on Sunday, because the discharge might have occurred during the Shabbos Eve twilight, but this time under the assumption that twilight has the status of nighttime, so it really took place on Shabbos, and now she needs to do a Sunday. So that covers the eight tefillahs for Nida and three tefillahs for Zava. That totals 11. Okay, back in Sinai, I told you it's confusing. Let's say she says, Lo ra'isi kol ha'ka, I didn't see anything. So then, makbilin also chamesh yisrei tefillahs. You need 15 tefillahs. So the Gemara says, if she didn't see anything, why do you need any tefillah? Amar Rava, Rava comments on this statement of the Braisa, Hai dina de lo dina dina megalchi. This is a din that they would try to implement in Sodom, the place of Galchi. What was that? So the Gemara explains one of these strange dinim that took place in stone. This I tore lirei chada yoma. Those who have one ox should have to graze. They used to take play, you know, they would like have people take turns babysitting other people's oxen. So if you have one ox, you babysit one day for everyone else's oxen. But delesle tore, if you have no oxen, lirei tre yoma, then you're obligated to do two, to babysit 2 days for everyone else. So ishamir le yasma bar amlasa, a certain orphan, the son of a widow, came to this city of Galchein Stone. And Yavle Torah, they gave him oxen to watch. So he gave him 2 days. He said, you're here, you have no oxen, you need to babysit for 2 days. So also Nechsayu, he got so upset and he went and shechted all the oxen. Amalei, they said to him, Amalei, he says to them, this day Torah, those who own one ox, Lishko Chad Mashi, you should take two skins of ox. But the last day Torah, those who have no oxen, lishkol trei mashi, should get two skins, two hides. That was his din, the young Yasam said. So what happened was, Amalei, my hide the covers. What are you talking about? It doesn't make any sense. Do you have one ox, you get one, even though you have two? So Amalei, so the young Yasam, the wise Yasam says, Softina ketchiz din, the end of the din should be like the beginning of the din. Tchilas din, at the beginning of the din, la man de last day, all this, the one who had no oxen had a more severe requirement. So too, Sof Din at the end of the din, Nami Mandalas, if the one who doesn't have an oxen should have also a stronger stake. So this didn't make any sense, obviously. So that's just a model to use. Hachanami here as well. Mahech Adami Reise, a person who says, I saw Adam Nida, she said, but she wasn't sure when she saw it. Tagilate sufficient Ibatesha Tfilos, Ibachadasre Tfilos. It was either 9 or 11 Tfilos at best. Heicha the Kamri Ihi Lo Risa, the one who says she didn't see anything at all. She has to bring by Chamesh Yisrael Tefillos, she has to bring 15 Tefillos. So the guy's got no oxen, he's got to work harder. The one who didn't see any Dam Nida, she has to work harder, 15 Tefillos. That doesn't make any sense. She didn't see anything, there's no Safek. She shouldn't have to go to Mikveh at all. So Gemara says, Ela Eimahach, the Brisa means to say, is Reisi Veni Odeh Kamar Isi. I saw Dam Nida, I just don't know how many days I saw. So now, Ibi may Nida Risi, Ibi may Ziva Risi. If it was during the days of Nida, it was the days of Ziva, she mamish doesn't know what to do. In this case, she requires Matzbilno, so Chamesh Yisrei Tefillos. She requires 15 Tefillos, because now the added factor here is, it's possible, not only is she a Zava Katana, but she might also be a Zava Gedola. The previous question is where she saw one time. So one time, if it was during May Ziva, just one Tefillah connected that one day. But now she may have seen three times, and may have been during May Ziva, that now requires a Shivan Akiyim. So the Gemara is going to explain the calculation. So Asan Kami Bimama. If she comes to us during the daytime, Yahibnilei Shavla Nida, we say you should go to the mikvah 7 nights, because it's possible you were Nida, so you need to have 7 nights in a row. Vitame Leziva, and you need to go 8 days times because of the possibility of Zava Gedola. Because it's possible that she had Shiva Nakim 7 clean days before she came. So today is the day she needs to go to the mikvah for Zava. It's possible she has 6 days, and today becomes a 7th day. So there end up being 8 possibilities of the Ziva. So let's just figure out how the 8 work out. If you look at the footnote again, besides the number 1, besides the 7 nighttime immersions that the woman performs in order to satisfy the possibilities of Nida Tumah, she must also undergo 8 daytime immersions to account for the possible Ziva Tumah. Continuing with our example, the woman's first daytime immersion will take place on Shabbos, the day which she came. Because of the possibility that she had previously become a major Zava by bleeding on 3 consecutive days during her 11th Ziva period, and this day marks the end of her 7 days. The same suspicion exists the next day, and every subsequent day of that week, thus requiring an immersion in each of those days. So that really is only 7. Where's the 8th one come from? So on her 8th and final daytime immersion is performed on the following Shabbos, because we suspect that she experienced a Ziva discharge for the 3rd consecutive day on the Shabbos in which she came. Maybe today when she came just on Shabbos, she saw the 3rd day of Zava, so Shimon and Kim don't start until Sunday, which ends on Shabbos. And that accounts for the 8 daytime immersions for Zava. Now back to the Gemara. Let's say, also in the common Bilel Vasa, she comes at the nighttime though, then Yahivdin Laitami Lanida Vishava Ziva. So in this case, it switches around. There are 8 days of Nida and 7 days for Zava. So the Gemara says, Ziva, Tamna Bai, don't you still need to have 8 immersions for Ziva? The same calculation as before, you should still have to have 8 and 8. So now that it's nighttime, so maybe she saw it when she came the night she came, so now that's why she has to go on the following Shabbat. That's the 8th immersion for Nida. But for Zava, she should still require 8 days like we said before. So she would be 8 and 8 if she comes at Belaiva. So Gemara says, Ela Idi V'Idi, Shavla Nida V'Tamni L'Ziva. Both cases are 7 days of Nida, the 8 days for Ziva. 7 for Nida, 8 for Ziva. So Gemara says, why only 7 days for Nida? If she comes B'Le'asai, if she comes at nighttime, she should require Tamni L'Nida by 8 for Nida, because maybe tonight that she came to us, maybe this was her, the Nida ended just today, so she should go tonight. But maybe she also saw tonight, and therefore she shouldn't go until the next Friday night. If you do the math, it ends up being 8 nights for Nida. So it should be 8 Ziva. So 8 Ziva, we accept she always needs 8 Ziva in this case. But daytime, she requires 7 for Nida. Nighttime, she requires 8 for Nida. How come it says 7 for Nida? So Gemara says, Ziva, the psikale, Ziva, which is psika, which is, it's clear, no matter when she comes, it's always 8. Loshna, kiyasin, kamen, biyamam, it doesn't make a difference if she comes during the day. Loshna, kiyasin, kamen, b'layla, whether she comes in b'layla. Chashavle, they count it as 8 immersions. But a nida, the low piskele, but a nida is not set, because there's a difference whether she comes during the day, during the night. The chiyasa kamen b'layla, if she comes b'layla, by tamna, but if she comes b'yamama, loka by timna, she doesn't require 9, 8 rather, therefore loka chashavle. They didn't want to count to 8 if it's going to change. They wanted it to be clear. And therefore, they said 7 for nida, because the nida always requires at least 7, sometimes there's 8. So that's how they established it. But in Echanam, if she comes in front of b'layla, she would require 8 tefillas b'layla for the nida. Okay, that was the whole long brisa, the confusing part. So now the Gemara says, now Yitzhak and Isaac, if you were to think, Sfurim lefaneinu b'ina, you need to actually count Shiva Nakiyim, so Kohani tefillas lomeli, why do you need all the tefillas? Then we said, oh, she needs a tefillah today because Zava, maybe tomorrow because of Zava. But if she didn't count Shiva Nakiyim, so then there's no Shari Shalom, when she should go. First count Shiva Nakiyim, then go to the mikvah. So it must be that she requires a Tisbar Shiva, a Hadda Tippa, let her count Shiva, and then go to the mikvah. Ela lav shmamina rabbanim. It must be the rabbanim. Damri lo ba'in and tzurin lefanei. You don't need to actually count the Shiva Nakiyim as long as there were 7 clean days. As long as there was no tumah, you don't need to actually clean them. So that's how we know rabbanim hold you don't need to count the Shiva Nakiyim. So the Gemara then says, Amr le Rav Acha b'radi Rav Yosef Rav Hashi. Lo taritzi kama taritzi nolei. Did we not already fix the brisa before? And we had a number of fixes in the brisa. The first fix we said was, she says, lo ra'isi, I didn't see dam. She said, if you didn't see dam, why do you need 15 shilas? We said, no, ra'isi v'lo yada ham, I didn't know how many. So once you're ready in the parsha of fixing the brisa, let's fix it further. Maybe the brisa is not saying what you initially suggested. Maybe, taritzi v'ei mahachi, maybe the brisa really should read it, Safarti, maybe it's a case where I count the Shiva Nakiyim, I just don't know how many I counted. So it's a case where there was Taka Shiva Nakiyim that was counted. The Imbi may need the Safarti, Imbi may Ziva Safarti. I don't know if I was counting during days of Nida. I don't know if I was counting during days of Ziva. And that's the case where Masbilin also Chamesh says Tfilas. But in Echanami, maybe there was Taka counting on one, and there is no Raya from this Brisa that Rabbanan hold that you don't need to actually count from the Kim, because the Brisa is incorrect anyways. You can't be taking at face value, because there definitely is a mistake. How you fix the mistake is open for interpretation. So Gemara then says, Safarti, then Yadas, Kama Safarti. So if she said I counted, but I don't know how many I counted, so the problem with the Brisa becomes you can't read into the Brisa. Because if she said she counted at least one day, so at least if she one day here, the final tefillah, the eighth tefillah, she shouldn't have to go. Because she's at least one day ahead of the game. So the fact that Bryce says that a ziva requires eight tells us that it can't be a situation where there was any count. It must be not where she vada counted, it must be that she's not sure if she counted, and therefore it's possible that there was a counting going on, and not a raya, that counting is not necessary. Okay, let's begin the new mission. Mission says, Azov, Azov, Avanida. But you'll let this on the Torah, Shemesu, the din is, if any is that die, Mitame, Bamasa, the Tame, for carrying, Ad Sheyimo, Kabasa, until the Basar has, how do you define the word, Basar, until it decays. Okay? Now the Gemara is going to address the question. We look at Rashi, Mitame, Bamasa, but Gemara parts, the Gemara is going to ask, Kol mace nami matami masa. Any mace that dies, if you carry it, it's matami mace. Well, who cares whether it's a mitzora or zava zava? The mace alone is a umishanina, and the Gemara is going to answer, be'evin misama. Well, look what evin misama means. The shar mace lo matami. By regular mace, it's not matami, but evin b'masa. We'll see what that means again in just a moment. Hacha matami midirban. But here, if it's a mitzora or zava zava, they would be matami midirbanan a masa. Why? Since a zav zava nida ve'yoledes mitzora, all when they're alive are mitama and evin mitame. So when they're dead, they're dying. They're mitame midirban until you know until the flesh begins to decay. And we'll see why that is in the Gemara. So then the Mishnah says, Oved kochavim shemes tower mitame. A guy who dies, he's tower. There is no tumah when he dies. So Gemara says, Oved kochavim shemes. Even though when the guy's alive, we assume he's like a zav, and he's latame be'evin misame mishemeis. However, when he's dies, he's tahor milatame be'evin misame. He's no longer mitame be'evin misame, because the whole din of tuma goy anyways in the first place is only divrei sofrim, says Rashi, and therefore we could when he dies that tuma goes away. And then the Mishnah says that they shame omrim call nashim meses nidos, all women who die, we assume there's a din of a nida, which means we have to be mafil all the kalim, and basically omrim ain nida el shemes nida. No, only if we know she's a nida and she dies in the state of a nida is she nida. But if she dies and she's tower, then she's not a nida. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So Gemara now says, my bimasa, what does the Mishnah mean when you carry a dead zava, get dead zava, and so on, matavi bimasa? Ilema b'masa b'mamish, you're referring to mamish carrying the real masa. Atu kol mace milo matame b'masa. Is any other mace not matame b'masa? That's one of the ways that the tumas mace transports itself to carrying, but someone who carries it. So why would it be, what's the chiddush here, by if that mace is matzora zav, even without being matzora zav, he'd be matame b'masa. Elamai b'masa be'evin misama. What's evin misama? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, that the Gemara. The Gemara says Evan Masa. It says in the pasuk, it's the pasuk in the Daniel, I think, right? It says the Heisayas Evan Chada v'sumas apum gubo. What that means is they placed a Evan Chada. One stone was placed, and sumas apum gubo placed on the mouth of the pit. That Evan Masam is like a heavy rock. My Taima Amarav Gzeis Shema Yis Alpha. Maybe. Perhaps they fainted or something. So what does that mean? What's going on here? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, "Kidechsev v'ha'is even chad v'sumasa pumguba loshem misama k'mifarsh." We define the word misama. Tanya even kved a very heavy rock. Hasuy lehinuach. That's meant to just be positioned and situated somewhere. The main matzah tells us it's not moved. You pick it up and you just drop it somewhere. Hilchach kishaya gabe kalem. When this rock is on top of kalem, u'meis nasan alem. There's a mace on top of it. Ein ze masa. You can't pick it up. So if you have a dead body on top of a heavy rock, and below the rock are kalim, that's not called carrying the kalim are not carrying the rock, not carrying the mace. So it's only when you can carry something If I carry a mace, then my kalim are heavy. But when you place a dead body on a rock, that rock is very heavy. That rock is not meant to be lifted, so then there's no tumah on the kalim below it. When it comes to a zava, a mitzvah, and so on, listed in the Mishnah, if they were to sit on a rock and their kalim below the rock, those kalim would actually become tameh. That's called evin mesameh. That's when they're alive. So when they're alive, that transports tumah, but a mace doesn't transport for tumah in such a case. So Gemara says, what's the reason why we said if the mace is a zava, there would be metameh be evin mesameh? So Rashi explains, my timer. So my time of gazer abundant bezav bezav latame afl acher misa bevin mesama. How come we said when a zav dies there would be metame bevin mesame? In general, mace is not metame bevin mesame. So Gemara says my time because Rashi says rather gzeira shemisa alpha. We're concerned that maybe he fainted, pashmar. That's I guess French for faint of some sort. But don't with the mace and similar to a dead body. The amr zav mace lo metame bezav chaya si nami l'torah kihai. What's going to happen here is, let's say the Zav faints. So we think he fainted, we maybe think he died. So now, we say, oh, he died on the rock, he fainted on the rock, let's say, and you say, oh, since he's dead, hold on, how do we read this again? That maybe, right, so again, the din is midiraisa. A mace, even a zav as mace, is not matama evin mesama. So let's say I see a zav who I think died on top of this rock. So, oh, he's dead. It's not matama the kalim letter below it. But really, in reality, the zav only fainted. When he fainted, so he's still alive, he would be matama the kalim that are below the heavy rock. So they thought it was confusing whether the animal, whether the zav was dead or fainted. So they said, you know what? Whenever certainly when a zav faints, he's matame evin b'masa, because he's still alive. And even when the zav dies, or the zav or matur die, we're also going to say it's matame evin b'masa, until the body gets to such a point where it's decayed, where we no longer confuse it with a person who may have fainted. And then that's why they instituted a din d'rabbanan of zav, and the zav yoleh, that's from Masorah, that they are matame b'masa. Masa means the evin mesame in the Mishnah. Okay, the Gemara now says, Tana Mishim Rabbi Eliezer Amru Ad Shivake Kriso. So he argues in the life term, the Mishnah says that these individuals matame b'masa evin b'masa only until the body decays. Rabbi Eliezer says once the stomach begins to open up, that's a part of it decaying, it becomes to crack open. So that's the definition of how far we assume the din tuma d'rabbanan of evin b'masa. The Gemara now quotes in the Mishnah, Obe Kachav Mishameis, if a goy dies, they say that he's tar. So Tani, the Brachos teaches us that Amar Rebbe, Mibnei Ma Amar Obe Kachav Mishameis Tar, Milatami B'masa. How can we say this? That when a goy dies, he's tar. The Fish ain't Tumasa Mechaim Midivrei Tar, El Midivrei Tar, because the Tumah in the first place that exists by a goy, that when he's alive, we say, we assume he's a Zav, that's a Tumah Midirabanan, and therefore, if he's Tumah Midirabanan, when he's a mace, we're not going to extend the Tumah. So Gemara quotes the Brachos, Tani Rabbanam, Shnaim Esar Dvarim, Shalu Anshe Alexandria as Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania. There are 12 items about which the people of Alexandria asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania. And there's follows, Shlosha Divrei Chachma. Three of them are in the world of Chachma, which are Halacha. Shlosha Divrei Haggadah, three are in the world of Agadata. Shlosha Divrei Buros, three are about silliness. And Shlosha Divrei Derech Eretz, three about how the world works, it seems. So what are the 12? So we're not going to go through all 12 now, but we'll at least start off a little bit. Shlosha Divrei Chachma, what were the three about Halacha? So they were categorized as Hazava, Vazava, Vanida, Vayoledes, Vamitsora, Shemesu, I must have Mitame Bimasa, but to what point are they Tame Bimasa? Amulei Ad, Shiimok, Habasa. So that was the first question they asked about, and they responded based on the Mishnah. Okay. Bas Mishulachas Mahi Lekoin. What's the din of a Mishulachas regarding a Kohen? So what's the Mishulachas? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains here, Bas Mishulachas is Yisrael Shehichzer Grushaso Mishinisus La'acher V'holid Bas. So the din is, we know that if a man gets a divorce, he can remarry his wife if he wants. Unless his wife marries someone else in between, and then that wife divorces or becomes widowed from the second husband, then she cannot remarry the first husband. But let's say they do anyways, against the Torah. So that daughter, who's a product of that, is called a Bas Mishulachas. Mishulachas means to send away. Situation where you're supposed to send away your wife, you can't remarry her, but you had a daughter anyways. So what's the din? Is that Bas Mishulachas? Is that the din? What's her din regarding marrying a Kohen? Because we know a Kohen can't marry a Grusha. She also can't marry a Chal of some sort. So that's what's going on here. So the Gemara explains, is it not a Kav HaChomer? Me, I'm reading Kav HaChomer. Do you say Kav HaChomer and say, Ma Almana LeKohen Gadol? Shani Sura Shavu B'Kol? That Almana can marry Kohen Gadol, even though Almana can marry anyone else, there's no other limitation other than Kohen Gadol. So Shani Sura Shavu B'Kol, it's not equal to anyone else. And yet, but not Pagam. If she does marry a Kohen Gadol, the child is Pagam, and the child's a Chalal. Byproduct of Almana and Kohen Gadol is a Chalal. Zushi Sura Shavu B'Kol. But this, a woman who's a divorced, a Grusha, who's Aser, to all type of Kohanim, Eino Din Shabbat Pagum, is it not certain that a product of this marriage of the Bas Mishlechas should be Pagum as well? And a Chalom? Well, Dumer, perhaps we should say no. Mala Almana is the Kohen Gadol Shehim Asma Mitzchalos. This is different, because when an Almana marries a Kohen Gadol, not only the child of Chalal, but even she becomes a Chalal. She herself is affected. As opposed to this case, you're going on to Daf Ayin now, Amar Lahen, so he says back, Ki Toeva Vein Banat Toeva. The Gemara says that only she is. If this Mishlach is a woman who got married between, and she cannot marry her original husband, the Gemara says, He Toeva, only she's a Toeva, but the children are not Toevos. It's focused on her, and therefore the child of this Bas Mishlach is not Pagum and may marry a Kohen. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.